Ever scroll through Instagram and think, I wonder if they actually use that teeth whitening kit.
Right.
It's easy to get lost in those perfectly curated feeds, but there's a whole legal side to influencer marketing.
Absolutely.
And you guys have been asking for a deep dive into influencer law.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be sifting through legal articles.
Oh,
we're going
to
look at some real world cases,
mm.
and we're going to try to figure out what you need to know about contracts, FTC guidelines, and all the potential legal pitfalls out there that can trip up even the savviest influencers.
Yeah, and it's a really interesting area of law because this is an industry that's just exploded
yeah.
so rapidly that the law is still trying to catch up a little bit.
It really is. It's kind of the Wild West out there.
Exactly.
So let's wrangle this. And I guess one of the first things we got to talk about is the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission.
That's right.
They're basically the ones who are trying to make sure consumers aren't being misled by all this sponsored content that we're seeing everywhere.
Exactly.
So they're kind of like the watchdogs of the influencer age.
You could say that their guidelines on endorsements are particularly relevant here.
Okay.
They want to make sure consumers know when they're being advertised to.
Right.
Which is getting harder and harder to tell these days.
It really is, because sometimes it's not super obvious.
Right.
And you know, if someone who I follow, who I really trust, recommends something, I do think that holds more weight.
Oh, for sure. And that's why the FTC have all these guidelines in place.
Okay.
One of their big focuses is this idea of material connection.
Material connection.
Yeah, which basically means anytime an influencer benefits from promoting something.
Okay, but what does that mean, like, in real life?
So it's a really broad term. It's not just about getting a paycheck for a sponsored post.
Correct.
It's really any kind of benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Could be money-free products, discounts,
yeah.
Family member working with a brand.
Yeah.
If there's some kind of connection that could sway your opinion.
Interesting.
The FTC says you got to disclose it.
So even if like my cousin is like, hey, I have this new t-shirt company and I give you a free t-shirt, you have to disclose that.
Exactly. It's all about transparency.
Yeah.
The FTC wants people to know if there are any financial or personal incentives
right.
that might be influencing what they see online.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And the FTC isn't afraid to, like, come after people who aren't playing by the rules.
Oh, absolutely not.
Right. Like, I've read about some pretty high-profile cases where influencers got in trouble. Like, remember that whole thing with Kim Kardashian and the morning sickness medication?
Oh, yeah. How could we forget?
I mean, she's got millions of followers. It was a huge deal.
Oh, it was a big story for sure. And for good reason. The FDA, which regulates medications, found her posts about this drug to be misleading.
So she got in trouble with the FDA, not the FTC.
Right. In this case, it was the FDA. But it shows how seriously these agencies take these issues.
For sure. So was it like she didn't disclose that she was getting paid or something?
She did mention a partnership, but the FDA's issue was that her posts were all about the drug's benefits,
mm-hmm.
but didn't really talk about any of the potential risks.
So even if you say you're partnering with someone, you still have to give like the whole picture.
Yeah, you gotta paint the whole picture. You can't just talk about the good stuff.
Right.
So in Kim Kardashian's case, the drug company actually got a warning letter from the FDA.
Oh, wow.
And Kim herself had to post a correction.
Really?
Highlighting the risks.
Wow. So they can actually make you go back and like fix your mistake.
Yeah, you can't just like say, oops, and move on.
Interesting.
Especially when you have that big of an audience.
Yeah.
It shows that these rules apply to everyone.
Yeah, even if you're Kim K.
Exactly.
Are there other examples? Like, I know that was a medication. What about for other kinds of products?
Oh, yeah.
Has the FTC gone after anyone else?
There was that whole thing with Floyd Mayweather and DJ Khaled.
Oh, yeah. What was that about again?
They got in trouble with the SEC.
The SEC? Wait, what's the SEC?
Securities and Exchange Commission.
Okay.
They handle stuff related to investments. And Mayweather and Khaled were promoting a cryptocurrency company.
Cryptocurrency? Ooh. That seems risky.
Yeah, it can be. And in this case, the issue was that they didn't disclose they were being paid to promote it.
So they were like, hey, everyone, you should invest in this.
Exactly. They made it seem like they were just excited about it.
But they were getting paid under the table.
Pretty much. And the SEC was not happy about it because that's misleading to investors.
So what'd they do? Did they make them take down the posts?
They had to pay back what they earned from the endorsements.
Really?
Yeah. And they had to pay some fines, too.
Oh, man.
And they were banned from doing similar promotions for a while.
Wow. The SEC does not mess around.
Nope. They take investor protection very seriously.
Makes sense. Mm. So we've got the FTC, the FDA, the SEC.
It's a lot of acronyms, I know.
It is. But are there any other government agencies involved in all this? It seems like a lot to keep track of.
Yeah, there are a few others, like the USPS.
The post office?
Yep. You know, all those influencer giveaways and contests.
Like tag a friend to win?
Exactly. Those fall under the USPS's jurisdiction.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah, they want to make sure those giveaways are legit.
Huh.
Yeah.
So it's not enough to just follow the FTC rules. You got to make sure the post office is happy too.
Basically, they just want to make sure everything's fair and transparent.
Fair enough. So what kind of things is the post office looking for?
They want to make sure the rules of the giveaway are clear
Okay.
and that there aren't any hidden conditions or anything.
So you can't be like, oh, by the way, you have to live in a specific state to enter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be cool.
Sneaky, sneaky. Okay. So transparency is key with the post office too.
Definitely.
What about the FCC? What do they have to do with all of this?
So the FCC mainly comes into play when influencers are promoting things related to telecommunications.
Like phones and internet stuff.
Exactly. If an influencer is promoting a specific phone plan or something, they need to follow the FCC's rules.
So it's kind of like each industry has its own set of rules that influencers need to follow.
You got it. It can get complicated.
It really can. We've covered a lot of ground here. FTC, FDA, SEC, USPS, FCC, anything else? I feel like we're forgetting one.
Oh, right. The SEC. We already talked about them.
Oh, yeah, with the cryptocurrency stuff.
Yeah, they keep an eye on anything that could be considered securities fraud.
If you're promoting an investment, you've got to be extra careful.
For sure. Especially with something like cryptocurrency.
Where it can be hard to tell what's legit and what's not.
Exactly. So it's really important for influencers to be honest and transparent.
Yeah, don't promote anything you don't actually believe in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good rule of thumb in general.
For sure. Honesty is always the best policy.
Couldn't agree more.
It's kind of crazy to think about all these different agencies that play a role in this world.
It really is. And speaking of rules and regulations,
Yeah.
we haven't even touched on intellectual property yet.
Oh, yeah. Trademarks, copyright. That's a
Yep.
whole other can of worms.
It is. And it's a surprisingly common area where influencers can get into trouble.
Even if they don't mean to.
Exactly. Might not even realize they're doing something wrong.
So, what are some of the big no-nos when it comes to intellectual property for influencers?
Music is a big one. Using copyrighted music without permission.
Oh, right. Like adding a song to your Instagram reel?
Yeah, it seems harmless enough, but you could get a takedown notice or even sued.
Really? Just for using a song.
It all comes down to copyright. Those laws exist to protect creators.
So even if you credit the artist in the caption, it's still not okay.
Crediting is good, but it's not a get out of jail free card.
Okay, so how do you use music legally then?
You need permission from the copyright holder.
Yeah.
Usually that's the record label or the publisher.
That seems like a pain. What about using other people's
The
photos?
same deal. You can't just grab any image you find online and use it in your content.
Even if it's like a really cool photo and you want to share it with your followers.
Yep. Still got to get permission. Otherwise, it's copyright infringement.
Wow,
Yeah.
okay. So what are your options if you need images?
Public domain images are fair game. Those are images where the copyright has expired.
Right.
Or you can look for Creative Commons licenses.
Creative Commons, what's that?
It's a way for creators to give people permission to use their work under certain conditions.
Interesting. So you might have to credit them or something like that.
Exactly. Or maybe you can use the image for free, but you can't use it to make money.
Got it. And then there's always stock photos.
Yeah. Stock photos are a good option, but again, make sure you read the licensing agreement.
So many rules. What's the most important thing for influencers to remember about intellectual property?
When in doubt, ask permission. Reach out to the creator. Explain how you want to use their work. You might be surprised how many people are happy to collaborate.
That's a good point. It's all about being respectful.
Exactly. And it's a lot less messy than dealing with a lawsuit.
For sure. Well, I've learned a lot today. FTC guidelines contracts intellectual property. It's clear that there's a lot more to being an influencer than meets the eye.
It's definitely not all glamorous photo shoots and free products.
No kidding. But on that note, I want to thank you for joining us for this deep dive into influencer law.
It's been fun.
And to all our listeners out there, be sure to check out the show notes for links to all the articles we talked about today.
And if you have any questions of your own,
Definitely reach out. We love hearing from you guys.
until next time, stay informed.
And stay legal.